One homeless man's interaction with a Hartford police officer has become more than just a legendary city tale. Hartford's homeless population is now reaping the benefits from the incident that happened 3 years ago. As Connecticut Public Radio's Frankie Graziano reports, it all started when the man approached the officer wearing sandals on a cold day in 2015.
Joseph Edwards is the guy wearing the sandals. He was walking up Main Street, somewhere in the vicinity of City Hall, when he met Officer Jim Barrett.
Officer Barrett was outside talking. I kind of got into conversation. He realized I was a vet.
Basically, you know, I was out patrolling as a walk beat officer, and it was a cold winter day.
He realized that I was wearing flip-flops, and it was getting ready to be a snowstorm.
You know, I'm one thing. I'm a combat vet myself. I don't leave a man or woman behind. So I looked at him. I said, hey, come back tomorrow. So I went out and bought warm socks and shoes, and I said, you know, I'm going to change your feet, man. I'm going to change you.
You know, he came through, called my phone, had, you know, boots and some cosmetics for me. And then, like, this whole organization kind of started, because after he helped me, he thought about, you know, how he can help the other homeless people.
My eyes were opening up more and more, and I see the so much of a need out there. I took it upon myself to make change.
Abby Sullivan Moore heard the story from Officer Barrett about his chance encounter with the homeless guy wearing sandals on a cold day.
I was really moved by that simple act of kindness.
And that was the beginning for Sullivan Moore's nonprofit, Footwear with Care.
I immediately called up a friend of mine, Stephanie Blosey, who owns Fleet Feet, and said, Stephanie, can you help us out here? You know, a lot of these homeless people just don't have adequate footwear. And she immediately donated, I believe it was 50 pairs of shoes. And from there, we were off and running, pardon the expression.
Every December, they organize a holiday boot party. This year, hundreds of people receive socks, a care package that includes gloves and hats, and a fresh new pair of winter boots. And Sullivan Moore says, courtesy of the Connecticut Podiatric Medical Association, the clients who come to the party can even get free medical care for the feet that go into the boots.
Feet are the foundation of the body. If you don't have a decent pair of shoes, and if your feet aren't well cared for, you're miserable.
It all goes down inside the annex building of the Christ Church Cathedral in Hartford. Joseph Edwards is here volunteering, giving back in honor of the gifts he got 3 years ago.
I wanted to come see the smiles on everybody's face, like, as they get boots and stuff, you know?
It's been quite a journey, more like an odyssey, for Edwards. He's a native of Alabama. He then came to Connecticut and joined the Army Reserve. And then he lost his way.
My first city was Bristol, and then I kind of just, like, moved around because, like, I've never, like, settled down anywhere because, like, drinking, addiction, partying, just not having, you know, the sense to actually do something for myself because of, like, all the things I was going through.
But he says that things started going the other way for him after Officer Jim Barrett warmed him up with some new boots.
You can't change the cold. Like, your whole body gets cold. And it also, like, helps with your confidence. If you got good shoes on, like, you're more confident to go in places to actually get help.
Edwards has a place to stay now. He's at a detox center, and he's 7 months sober.
Officer Barrett and other people have told me, like, the good they see in me. And it's like, finally, I get to see it in myself and actually do something about it to make it like an everyday thing.
That means a lot to Barrett, who stayed in touch with Edwards since they met in the cold back in 2015.
It's a rewarding experience when, you know, these guys come back and say, hey, because of you, you saved my life. Because of you, I'm doing well now.
Their relationship meant happy feet for at least 350 people experiencing homelessness in Hartford this December. Frankie Graziano, Connecticut Public Radio.